Sweepa Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Love your neighbor as yourself. I would like to share the story of Martin Luther during bubonic plague, an epidemic. The story is taken from Hale.2, Laidlaw College, written by Nathan Renham. Martin Luther lived through the plague. He did so because he deliberately chose not to flee from it. Unlike the COVID-19 pandemic that we face today, the bubonic plague that Luther endured was an epidemic. This means there were still places to escape and avoid the plague, but Luther did not flee from it, but stayed where he was. And the reason for it is, our neighbors matter. In order to serve neighbors, Luther risked his own life and family. In the 14th century, the medieval Europe was scared by the Black Death, bubonic plague. At least 25% of its population was lost. The first plague to hit Luther in Wittenberg occurred on 2nd August 1527. Luther refused to flee and avoid that situation and denied the orders that he received from higher authorities. By then, Luther's wife Katie was pregnant. The Wittenberg plague lasted 4 to 5 months. It was definitely a bittersweet time for Luther's household. Luther kept his house open for the sick. During that time, Luther writes a letter to Pastor. In particular, should remain steadfast in the face of death as a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, even though the hireling flees. John 10:11-12. Luther's answer was, "For when people are dying, they most need a spiritual ministry which strengthens and comforts their conscience by word and sacrament, and in faith overcomes death." A man who will not help or support others unless he can do so without affecting his safety or his property will never help his neighbor. Luther reframes the right motive and he says again, "You hear that the command to love your neighbor is equal to the greatest commandment to love God, and that what you do or fail to do for your neighbor means doing the same to God. If you wish to serve Christ as to wait on him, very well, you have your sick neighbor close to hand." There is no plague worse for the church than a peace in which the word of the Spirit and its diligent use are lacking. For the purpose of obtaining the true peace, however, we need nothing but the word. And thus Luther says, our neighbors are thus important because they have a soul. COVID-19 will force many to question the meaning and purpose of life. This means we should use our opportunities to comfort believers with the word and to proclaim the word to our unbelieving neighbors. During these terrible times, where people are emotionally being dry, where there are a lot of rejections happening, let us make use of this wonderful opportunity to meet people with any means of communications today. We can do this online, on the phone, or over the fence, and encourage them, make them understand the love of God and comfort them. Let us use this time for the trial for the glory of God. Luther's life is one of the great examples of how to help a neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. May you have a good day. God bless you. For more details, please contact 9163-642521-64 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.